back on Huskies Inside the Pack, and today I'm joined with second-year goaltender Emma Backman. First off, Emma, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I don't like the term third string goaltender. You're still a part of the team, so maybe not a lot of playing opportunity, but just overall yourself, how has the season gone?
It's gone good. I've gotten time to like develop and work with Sheldon, our goalie coach, and work on our friendship as a goalie trio, and it's just been awesome just to, you know, be around the team and get myself better ready for in the future. So it's been pretty good.
And Cam and Colby both touched upon this, that, you know, the dressing room as a whole is so tight-knit. It's like a family, but it's so hard to describe goaltenders. You three are kind of in your own little pod. What's it like being, you know, with them as with that trio, you know, every day, especially still young in your U Sports career? You get to ask questions with them and learn from them, participate on the ice, and you guys are always having fun out there. How cool is that? Those pretty good role models, I'd say.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. We're kind of, Jason Weber also calls us goalie world, so it's kind of like we're all in our own world. But no, those two have really like shown me like what it's like and what it's like to excel. And, you know, they've supported me because a couple times, like goalie session's rough, but, you know, we're always supporting each other. And Cam and Colby are such good goaltenders. And I know coming in, I was like, oh, like how am I going to fit in? And they just made it really easy. And honestly, they've made me a better person, goalie and teammate. And it's just, it's awesome. Anytime we all bug each other, that we're on power play one and we score goals or rebounds in goalie sessions. So we know how to have fun, but we also know how when it's time to get serious. And like we all want each other to play and excel. So when one of us has a good game or one of us makes an unreal save, it's just like a big family. It's really just a big family.
To your minor hockey days, from Saskatoon, correct?
Yes.
How cool is it that, you know, you don't have to, a couple people may have that extra aspect of they got to leave far away from home to come play hockey, go to school. You get to do it right in your home city. How cool is that?
It's super, super cool. So I grew up playing spring hockey through the Husky Prospects. So I was always around Rutherford, and I actually got to skate when I was like 7, like in like the first intermission, and I met Howler and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of been a dream of mine. So to, you know, live through it and actually like make little Emma happy, it's like cool. And Merlis Belcher is like one of the coolest facilities ever. So honestly, it's a dream come true, and I feel like I'm 12 again dreaming, and now I get to live it. So
When did you start playing minor hockey, and did you always play here in the city?
I started when I was 5, and yeah, I moved here from Calgary when I was 5, and I started through the Comets, and I played Comets all the way till my second year midget when I went, or I guess U18 now, when I went to play Battleford. So it's always been girls here, and you know, yeah.
Were you always a goaltender?
I think first year novice, I was like, I switched with another girl, so I was player and goalie, and then she decided halfway through the year that she didn't want to be goalie anymore, so I kind of just took over the role. And first year Adam, I tried out as a player and a goalie, and I made tier 2 as a goalie, so I was like, you know what, I'm a goalie now. So yeah.
And also growing up, any older or younger siblings maybe that also played hockey? Mom or dad play hockey?
No, actually, I'm the first. I have an older brother. He didn't play hockey. My grandpa was a goalie, actually. So that was pretty cool. And my aunt played hockey in Laurier over in Ontario. She was a forward and has like, it's like top 5 in scoring or something like that. But she kind of was always my role model. And when she came out to practice with me, it was like showed me that, you know what, I can play university. So she was kind of my role model in that.
So you mentioned grandpa was a goaltender, kind of, you know, in the family roots, it bound to happen somewhere, right?
Yeah, and actually my little cousin on that side is becoming goalie too, so it's in those genes. But I remember when I told my mom that I wanted to be a goalie, she was like, are you sure? And my grandpa was like, yes, like my grandpa was all behind it. But yeah, honestly, yeah.
Growing up playing minor hockey as a goaltender, even now with the Huskies, what was the biggest obstacle as a goaltender learning wise? Was it positioning, edge work, style, shooting a puck properly with your glove and blocker? What would have been the most challenging thing growing up?
I would say the mental side of it. Learning how to deal with letting a weak goal in or a goal where you have no control over it, whether it's the 8th rebound or your defenseman screening you and tips it, that aspect. Like, I used to cry every time I got scored on and would skate around the corner. And I remember my coaches were like, okay, Emma, like, body language is one of the most important things as a goalie. And we train all the time on, like, body language and, like, don't, like, let it in the past, it happened, like, keep moving forward. And that was probably the hardest thing, because it's like, you don't want to let down your team. And sometimes you let in a goal and you just see your bench kind of like put their heads down. You're like, oh, I did that. Because you make a mistake, puck's in the back of the net. Forward makes a mistake, well, there's four people behind them. So learning how to not get so down on yourself and stay confident.
What kind of style of goaltender would you say you are, if you know what I'm asking?
I've gotten called spider monkey before, so I'm a taller goalie, so I try to maintain, like, in position as much as possible, but I'm known to, like, kind of flop around like a fish if I need to make a desperation save, so I'm kind of a scramble goalie in that sense.
Is there any particular goaltender, I guess, growing up, or even maybe now that you grew up, maybe your favorite goaltender, or someone that you idolize and maybe try to model your play after?
Jonathan Quick was actually my favorite goalie as a little kid. So I was always a Kings fan, and I always was in awe every time he made one of those desperation saves or would just flash out in the splits like no one's business, and you're like, whoa. So I guess that's kind of where I got my spider monkey from. But I would always try and be like, oh, because he never gave up. That's one thing that I always saw, that he never gave up. And Mika Kiprusoff as well. He never gave up and didn't have the easiest route into the NHL as well. So just trying to model that, like, never give up, always play out the, like, rebound till the buzzer goes, or you cover the puck, and yeah.
Back kind of to the school aspect of things, a little easier now that, you know, you're from Saskatoon, you got to go to school here and play with the Huskies, but as a student athlete, you got to balance that hard life of school and then life at the rink. How has that gone so far?
It's gone pretty well. The vets have definitely helped us, like, when you're coming in as a rookie, they make sure to, like, have that support in place, that if you ever struggle with school or, like, how to manage time, and, like, they're really good role models in that sense. I guess it's different because I don't get a lot of playing time, whereas I have more time at home to do my schoolwork, but time management, really. And I'm not the best at it, but, you know, I try my best and make sure that I'm always on top of my schoolwork, and my teammates always, like, we're always on each other, like, oh, are you studying for this midterm? Because I'm in kinesiology, so I have classes with a bunch of teammates, and it's always like, oh, have you done this yet? Or, oh, have you studied for this yet? So we all kind of keep each other accountable.
And you touched that you're taking kinesiology right now. What's the end goal with maybe career-wise?
I'm thinking about becoming a chiropractor. So once my hockey career is over, thinking about going to grad school, either in Toronto or the States, to become a chiropractor.
It's so hard, I find, to describe goaltenders. Now, you kind of touched upon, you don't get a lot of playing time, but it will come. But you also touched upon so much mental work and preparation. It's game day. Emma's starting. What do you have to do to prepare yourself to play, even onto the ice?
Well, I kind of started this in midget, but my mom says I'm really good at making omelets. So I usually, if I'm at home, I make myself an omelet, like, in the morning, you know, get myself ready. And music is a big part of my, like, game day pregame routine. So I've always got, like, really upbeat music going on. And and then when I get to the rink, I like to get to the rink like 3 hours before. And then I do this little thing where I visualize. So I usually cover, like, either I take a towel or I use my hood. I put music on, and it's like this little motivation speech thing. And I lay with my feet up against the wall, and I just close my eyes, and I just sit there for a good 6 minutes. And not so much visualize, but just calm down, because I can panic a lot. So it's just like for me to, like, remain focused, breathe, and just be calm. And then I go back to the team, and once that happens, and I'm kind of more upbeat. But it's mostly being focused, but don't be too focused, and music. So if I don't have good music in, I can't really, you know, get into it. But yeah.
So it's always interesting hearing a goalie's preparation. Colby's preparation was unbelievable.
Yeah. You see, you walk in, like, I always see Colby out in the hallway in between periods. And when I first saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. Or you sit next to Colby during a pregame video and all you hear is you just hear her breathing, but it works for her and she's an unreal goalie, and we all have our little quirks and stuff. And I guess it's been a little bit since I've been able to do my quirks, but mine I guess would be that little visualization thing, or when I tape my stick, I have to walk around the rink. So I tape my stick in one spot and then I'll walk around, stop behind the net, stand there for a little bit, walk around to the other net, stand behind the net, stand there for a little bit, go back, and then bring my stick downstairs to the room. So just little weird things that, you know, kind of help put your mind at ease, because you just want to make yourself as comfortable as you can.
And hey, there may be some people that look at that and they'll raise an eyebrow and think, what on earth? But if anyone knows hockey and goaltenders, that's completely normal. To the national side of things, very young in your U sports career, but how cool is it to be a part of this team with the opportunity of nationals on home ice in front of a home crowd in this building, even more so you from Saskatoon?
Yeah, it's actually really cool. You know, you always, like, at the start of the year in training camp, you always, like, okay, we want to make nationals. And when we actually got to host it, it was like, okay, so now we are hosting nationals, and we have all these little girls that come to watch our games, and all these little girls that we also have to think about. Like, it's not just us that we're thinking about. It's about the Comets and the Warmen, like, any female hockey player in Saskatchewan, really. And as someone who grew up playing hockey here and watching games at Rutherford, I always wanted to see the best in Canada, and I don't know, it makes little Emma happy, you know, to see and have us host it and have my mom in the stands watching. So even though I'm not playing, I'll be the biggest cheerleader out there, and I know everyone else will be in, and it'll just be an unreal atmosphere and get Marlis Belcher packed. So.
And you touched on upon there with all the young minor hockey players in attendance, especially the young female hockey players. You know, they get to come to all the home games and they get to meet you guys in the dressing room, go for a skate, some out on the ice helping coach. How cool is that to be looked upon, you know, as a role model? You hear nationals, see them, be them, and you really get to be put in that position of being looked upon, and all these female hockey players can look at you and strive to be just like you one day. And then take it a step further, all this attention on the national stage. How cool is that?
It's actually really cool. You know, when you're growing up playing hockey, you always idolize these people, and you always, like, you have your favorite NHL players, you have your favorite, like, women's development team, Team Canada players. And to put in perspective now that, you know, you actually are one, you're like, oh, there's actually little kids that grew up to you. It's just, it's like giving back to the game. It's cool to give back to the game that's given so much to you. And seeing the smile on those little kids' faces when they come in for autographs, or like, sign my shoe, sign my hat. I think I signed someone's sweater at one point. But just seeing them light up and cheer so loud and see them dance on the Jumbotron is super, super good, because we get to give back to the game and keep moving forward with our game as well.
I couldn't say it any better. It's been very fun so far this season, and I think all the fun is just around the corner with playoffs and nationals. Emma, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.